You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Justin Seymour charges through TSA at Missoula International Airport despite agents' orders to stop. He spies passengers pouring off an Alaskan Airlines flight and pushes his way down the jet bridge to a Boeing 737. When an employee tries to stop him, he shoves her to the ground. Inside the plane, he attacks two flight attendants to gain access to the cockpit, but air marshals forcibly remove Seymour from the plane before he can get it started.
Nancy, Seymour tells agents he needed to take the plane to Estonia because bad people told him to. It's unclear if Seymour had any previous piloting knowledge. He also told agents he thought he was going to be able to fly the plane. None of the staff that tried to stop Seymour had any serious injuries, but the plane was removed from all of its scheduled flights for the day to give maintenance professionals time to ensure Seymour did not cause any damage.
Justin Seymour, 34, now charged with robbery and aggravated burglary. Markel Royal gets in an argument with his wife over dinner about his drinking habits. Royal, currently intoxicated, gets more angry. Eventually picks up a bowl of spaghetti and throws it at his wife of 9 years, hitting her in the chest. Cops are called, the sauce still on her shirt, evidence enough for Royal to be carted off on battery. A judge orders Royal to have no contact with his wife for the spaghetti assault incident. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Columbus, Ohio, former police officer Adam Coy has been convicted of murder for fatally shooting Andre Hill, an unarmed black man, in December 2020. Coy, a 19-year veteran of the police force, fired 4 shots at Hill, who was holding only a cell phone and keys while standing in a friend's garage. Coy, who testified that he thought Hill had a gun, was dismissed from the department after the shooting. Body cam footage showed Hill raising his cell phone as he emerged from the garage, and nearly 10 minutes passed before officers provided aid. The 47-year-old Hill later died at a hospital. His death prompted Columbus to pass Andre's Law, which mandates officers to provide immediate medical assistance to injured individuals, and led to a $10 million settlement with Hill's family, marking the largest in city history. Coy's defense has vowed to appeal the verdict. Facing at least 15 years in prison, he's set to be sentenced on November 25th. Now to New York, as 3 people have now been indicted on hate crime charges after red paint was used to deface the homes of Brooklyn Museum officials amid pro-Palestinian protests earlier this year. Let's hear details now from Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Announced this week by the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office, the charges come against Taylor Pelton, Samuel Siegleson, and Gabriel Schubner, each facing counts that include making a terroristic threat as a hate crime, criminal mischief, graffiti, and conspiracy. Authorities allege the trio specifically targeted museum board members with Jewish-sounding names in pre-dawn incidents on June 12th. The vandalism included red paint and phrases such as "Brooklyn Museum, blood on your hands," as well as banners accusing museum leadership of complicity in war crimes and genocide. Prosecutors say the banners also displayed red handprints and symbols associated with Hamas, referencing the militant group's recent attack on Israel. Security footage reportedly shows the suspects carrying supplies to and from Pelton's car, while a red-painted fingerprint identified as Schubner's was found on a stencil at one of the crime scenes. 36-year-old Schubner was arraigned Monday and released without bail, while 32-year-old Siegleson and 28-year-old Pelton are expected to appear in court next week. According to prosecutors, Schubner and Pelton each face 25 charges, while Siegleson faces 17.
The defense attorneys for Siegleson and Pelton have criticized the charges, arguing the case reflects an unjust crackdown on Palestine solidarity efforts.
Thanks, John. James Bernard White's wife, Brenda, hospitalized 2 days due to cancer complications. Bernard, 59, gets a ride to a Saraland, Alabama home from Brenda's son to freshen up. He plans to return to the hospital in a few hours. Bernard asks a neighbor to pick up a few items from a store, then heads inside. When the neighbor returns half an hour later, the door's wide open. No sign of Bernard. The neighbor immediately contacts family and reports Bernard missing. All his belongings left in the home. Surveillance video shows him walking out toward the main road just after speaking to the neighbor. Foot, drone, and dog searches turn up nothing. Bernard White, African American, 5'11", 165 pounds, gray hair, mustache, last seen wearing a gray University Alabama shirt, gray sweatpants, black sneakers. If you have info on Bernard White, please call Saraland, Alabama PD, 251-675-5331. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.